the American economy, which dominated the world after World War II, approximately between the period of 1946 and 1973, when real wages peaked in this country, was essentially based on the following things: vast natural resources, an incomparable ability to produce lots of things in a short time of reasonable quality in the manufacturing sector, a small core of highly well-educated, very creative people who were all the time coming up with new ideas for new things for people to do, and a big market here at home which could absorb most of that and which was relatively isolated from the rest of the world. In that context, therefore, an education was not the only avenue of opportunity. For example, I went to Chicago the other night for a meeting at a bank. It's a community development bank in Chicago, and we're trying to get a branch of it started in Arkansas to do some rural development. And the reception that I threw was full of black Arkansans who'd moved to Chicago seeking opportunity when they lost their jobs on the farms, starting in the Depression and going right up through the early 60s. And a lot of them had come up there and found jobs in the factories in and around Chicago, paid great wages. A lot of those factory jobs are gone now. There have been some profound changes in the economy. What are they? Go back to the sources of our original dominance. Our natural resource base is not as great nor as important as it used to be. You know that in Oklahoma, don't you? Right? Our mass production and manufacturing edge is nowhere near what it used to be. There are people all over the world who can do what we do in manufacturing as well as we do it, and most of them for wages we can't live on. We do still have a core of brilliant, creative people, highly sophisticated, highly well-educated, who are coming up with all kinds of new ideas, but we're not as good at applying those new ideas as a lot of our competitors. Witness the VCR. How many of you have a VCR? You know how many of them are made in America? You know where the VCR was invented? America. We invented it, and yet there wasn't a single solitary one made in America last year. Why? Because the Japanese figured out how to take an invention and make it commercially profitable. We made the invention, gave it to them. Now nobody in America is working making them. And if anybody is working making them, it's because Japanese companies have put plants here. So we still have that advantage, but it's been eroded. And finally, our market is no longer immune. 70% of all the manufactured products in America are subject to direct foreign competition, either at home or abroad or both. Therefore, we are now living in a time when, if we want to preserve our standard of living, we have to do a lot of things. In a competitive economy, where other people can produce for wages we can't live on, where our natural resource base is no longer giving us a dominant leg up, we have to do a number of things. We have to, if we want good things to happen, we have to work smarter as well as harder. We have to become more productive, number one. And number two, we have to continually diversify the economy. Always do new things, either where we're ahead of the curve in competition or we're doing things not subject to foreign competition from people who have lower standard of living than we do. If we don't do that, then two bad things will happen to us. We'll either have job loss in America. That's what happens when oil fields dry up, farmers lose the farm, factory workers get thrown out of work. It can be devastating for high-wage people with low educational levels. Aluminum workers in Arkansas and the Steel Workers Union earning $24 an hour, wages and fringes, lose their job, run out of benefits 2 years later, and the best job they can get pays $6.50 an hour. That's a story that's repeated all over America over and over and over again. That basically is the dilemma that we confront. The point I want to make to you today, it is that dilemma which makes education more important than ever before.